At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today's Friday, April 7th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big interleague showdown late this afternoon at 4:35 p.m. between the Kansas City Royals and the San Francisco Giants. This matchup currently has San Francisco listed as a minus 180 home favorite, with Kansas City a plus 160 road dog, and a total of 8. Now going to this matchup, we have the Royals 1-6. They just dropped 3 of 4 at home to the Blue Jays, losing 6-3 on Thursday as a plus 185 home dog. On the flip side, the G-Men 3-3, and they just took 2 of 3 from the White Sox. They won 16-6 yesterday as a plus 105 road dog. If anyone noticed, there's a big steam move late towards San Francisco on that matchup. But in this showdown here, Kansas City sends the ball to righty Brad Keller. He was 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA to start the year. And San Francisco counters with fellow veteran righty Alex Cobb, 0-0 with a 2.45 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, a lot of respected money and steam toward the San Francisco Giants. Reminder, steam is a sudden change of in line movement across the entire sports betting marketplace. Typically, you hear people say, oh, a team is getting steamed. That just means they're taking in a lot of big money, causing a big sudden line movement change in their direction, in their favor. And the key with steam is that it happens all at once across the marketplace. It's not just one book moving a number. It's the entire market moving toward one team, evidence of a lot of pro money getting down on that team. So the Giants actually opened as low as a minus 150, minus 160 home favorite. Now they're all the way up to minus 180. Some shops even creeping up higher. I see a minus 185, minus 190 out there. So a lot of respected money pouring in here on the G-Men. San Francisco is currently getting 86% of bets, but almost 95% of the money. So that tells me that it's kind of a pro and Joe bet split. Big majority of public bettors probably just saying, hey, the Royals are 1-6, might as well bet against them. But pros are saying, it's not just a bet against Kansas City, it's a bet on San Francisco here. We have seen so far favorites with steam of 10 cents or more in their favor. So you're a favorite and you go from minus 120 to minus 130 or minus 150 to minus 175. As long as you get 10 cents of steam in your favor, those teams so far this year are 25-13, 66%. So it's been a really good winning system historically and especially this year. Also, the G-men, really, they're gonna lean on their bats in this one. They're hitting 218, which doesn't sound very good, but if you look at and compare it to Kansas City, the Royals are hitting .155. So their bats really have been very quiet here to start the year. San Francisco also has value as an interleague favorite, so the lack of familiarity benefits, quote unquote, the better team. You don't really match up very often, so therefore the edge goes to, you know, the better team in this spot. When you look at, you know, familiarity, divisional dogs, that's where they have the edge. But lack of familiarity benefits, quote unquote, the better team that would match with San Fran. You also have an interleague favorite with a line move. So lack of familiarity with big money coming in tells you that big money is typically very informed. That would also match with San Fran. And you have a favorite with a low total here. So the total in this game is 8. And typically when you have a low total, that's a good thing for a favorite because the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely those runs are going to come from, quote unquote, the better team here. So you add all up, I could have just gave you the very simple cap. Huge steam here on the San Francisco G-men. And if you know anything about me, I like to be with the steam, never betting against it. So give me the G-men here. Shop around, got the G-men at -180.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward a matchup here in the American League, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time between the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Rays. Looking at this matchup here, currently we have the A's 2-4. They just dropped 2 of 3 at home to the Guardians, falling 6-4 in extra innings on Wednesday as a +115 home dog. Meanwhile, the Rays 6-0, the only undefeated team in MLB. They just swept the Nats, winning 7-2 on Wednesday as a big -275 road favorite. And currently we have Tampa Bay listed as a minus. Around a -240 now. The signs crept up even more overnight. I wrote about this game in the Sharp Report with Smart Money on Tampa Bay. So I went to bed. Tampa Bay was -225. Now they're up to, again, -240 at some shop. So continued movement here toward Tampa. Currently we have the Oakland A's around a +205, +210 road dog. But not just the overnight line move, but from as soon as this line dropped, overnight into this morning, all movement has been going toward Tampa Bay. So we actually had Tampa open as low as like a -205 home favorite. Now they're all the way up again to around -240. So in this opener here for the series, we have Oakland going to lefty Ken Waldichuk, 0-1 with a 9.53 ERA to start the year. And Tampa Bay is going with righty Zach Eflin, who signed a big deal there over the offseason, 1-0, 1.80 ERA so far with Tampa Bay. So this line open again, as I mentioned, -205. Tampa's all the way up now to -240. So continued movement here toward the Rays. A bunch of system matches here with Tampa Bay. One would be when both teams had the day off the previous day. Very simple. Take the favorite. With all things being equal, the extra rest benefits, quote unquote, the better team. You can get your position players another day off of their feet. You can get your bullpen arms another day. Sometimes this will give your starters an extra day of rest. So that extra day of rest benefits the better team. So far this year, when both teams had a day off, take the favorite. It's 9-3 so far this year, 75%. And if you look since the start of last year, it's 139-68, 67%, with about 20 units won and a 9% return on investment. So that would match here with Tampa Bay. The Rays are 60-42 against lefties since the start of 2021. That's almost a 60% win rate going up against a lefty today in Waldichuk. Tampa Bay has the better bats. They're hitting .284. Partly the reason you're seeing them off to such a great start. They're hitting the ball, only hitting .201 for Oakland. So big advantage there. And also great pitching. They have an ERA so far of 2 versus 5.79 for Oakland. We have seen a little bit of a lean to the over here. It opened at 7.5 over -110. Now it's 7.5 over -115. And we have seen overs so far this season with the new rule changes. Banning of the shift, more hits, more stolen bases. So far, overs are 54-40, 57% to start the year. So a little bit of a lean to the over 7.5. I know it's a big number, but I'd be looking toward Tampa Bay here. Shop around. I got Tampa Bay overnight at -225. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I gave away two of them, and I'm going to give you two more. I think it's a huge Major League Baseball day today. If you like betting baseball, this is a big night here, big Friday typically, but a lot of sharp line moves. So, of course, pay attention to the later pod today, the Market Insights pod. I'll probably have more bets for you. But I'm going to first go with San Fran. I mentioned this one at the outset here. I love the steam toward the Giants in this one, looking to bet against Kansas City. But San Fran, again, opened as low as minus 150. Now they're all the way up to minus 180. I'm going to go with San Fran in that spot. Go with the sharp steam. I got San Fran at minus 180. And then I'm on Tampa Bay. I got them at minus 225. I'd still play the 240 here. Again, when you're betting these favorites, it's always bet to risk versus bet to win. I'm not risking now at minus 240, 2.4 units to win one unit on Tampa. I'm just always risking my one unit. Dog, fave, total, doesn't matter. Over, under, side, you know, spread, money line. It's always risking one unit. I think once you get into that kind of discipline, just consistent approach, what it's going to do is if you lose on a favorite, it's going to save you a lot of juice. It's going to save you a lot of losses. And if you went on a dog, you're still going to return a positive, you know, ROI here. So again, I'm not risking 2.4 units. I'm just risking my one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. I'm going with Tampa here. I like this big steam move, bet against Oakland. So I am on Tampa at minus 225. And again, now minus 240. But I got two more for you. Early game here, Miami and the New York Mets. This is a 1:10 p.m. game today. It's their first game on the board. This is a makeup from yesterday. They got rained out. But looking at this one, I'm going to go Mets. Mets are currently listed as a minus 170 or minus 180 home favorite. We have Miami around plus 160 road dog. Total in this one is around 8, really juiced up under 8, minus 120. Some books down to 7.5. But going to this matchup, Miami 3-4. They just took 2 of 3 at home against the Twins. They won on Wednesday 5-2 as a plus 105 home dog. Meanwhile, the Mets 3-4. They just got swept at the Brewers. They lost 7-6 yesterday as a plus 120 road dog. They lost on a walk-off. But looking at this matchup, Edward Cabrera going here for Miami, a righty 0-0 with a 4.50 ERA to start the year, facing Tyler Megill, 1-0 to start the year, 3.60 ERA. So as I mentioned, big steam toward the Mets, minus 150 up to minus 180. So they would match that system, favorite with 10 cents of steam or more in their direction, 25-13, 66% this year. Currently 80% of bets on the Mets, but 90% of the money. So again, telling us that not just the public bettors looking toward Miami, but a lot of respected money as well, causing that big steam move in their favor. And then another system match, again, same here with the Oakland A's game. Both teams had the day off, take the favorite. 9-3 so far this year, 75%, 67% from 2022. And also, it's kind of a buy low, sell high. The Mets have lost 3 straight. Miami has won 2 straight. So kind of the obvious thing is just, hey, ride the hot hand. You know, take Miami here. They're playing well. My Mets have struggled, bet against them. But as a data-driven, value-based contrarian better, I like to buy low on the teams that are struggling, sell high on the teams that are hot. So we do have that buy low, sell high there in favor of the Mets. But also, kind of crazy, these teams already played 4 games. They started the season against each other in the opening series, and the Mets won 3 of those 4 games at the Miami Marlins here. They won 3-1, 5-3, and 6-2. They won 5-3, 6-2, and 5-1. In that 6-2 game, we actually had Megill facing Cabrera, and Megill got the better of him. So with some familiarity here, with Mets having Miami's number, Mets now at home, Mets with a huge steam move, and Mets in a buy low sell high after losing 3 straight, I'm going to ride this this big steam move here. Give me the Mets. I am on the Mets at minus 180. Last bet for me, guys, on a big Friday here. And again, I might have some more bets today because they're actually, I was looking every day when I do the morning bets pod, you know, typically I kind of know a couple games I'm going to do. Typically they're the sharp report plays, and then I'll probably add one more. But I was doing baseball today, and I could have given you 5 or 6 bets. So I just tried to narrow it down here, but again, stay tuned later in the afternoon for a couple more sweats. But last one for me, for Josh's sweats, I'm going to go with the New York Yankees. Give me the Yankees on the road at minus 130 at Baltimore here tonight. Baltimore is plus 120. The total in this one is 9, juiced up under. Some under liability looks like it's falling to 8.5. But I like the Yankees in this spot, so I'll lay that minus 130. I think it's a short number in a good spot here for New York. Yankees are 4-2. They just took 2 of 3 from Philly at home. Wednesday, they won 4-2 as a minus 170 home favorite. Meanwhile, Baltimore, 3-3. They also have been playing well. They took 2 of 3 at Texas, but they did lose on Wednesday 5-2 as a plus 165 road dog. So once again, steam toward the Yankees. The Yankees opened as low as a minus 115 road favorite. Now the Yankees are up to minus 130. So about a 15-cent steam move in favor of the Yanks. Again, that would be that 10 cents of steam or more move, 25 and 13, 66% this year. Or 67%. I was reading that thing wrong. 66%. I guess it depends on how you round up, basically. But two out of three spots, you're winning this favorite with steam. You also have both had the day off, take the favorite. Again, that's another big matchup here. Typically, you'll see that on a Friday with teams off on Thursday or rainouts. But 9-3 this year, as I mentioned, 75%, 67% over the last few years here. So that was a match with both, the Rays, the Mets, and the Yankees. So again, I like it when I have some systems that are kind of matching on multiple teams here, because it gives you more system matches to play. But anyway, 80% bets, 90% money on the Yankees. So again, public, but also smart money there, causing that line move. And we have both teams hitting around 250. The difference so far has been the Yankees pitching. They have an ERA of 2.33 as a team, ERA of 5.4 overall for the Baltimore Orioles. And in this one, again, Clark Schmidt, which sounds like a made-up name. Clark Schmidt, 0-0, 8.10 ERA for the Yankees. Dean Kramer, 0-0, 15 ERA for Baltimore. So neither pitcher has pitched very well to start the year. But what's ironic is despite these high ERAs, we've actually seen liability to the under with the total. Open at 9, again, juiced up under. Some books are down to 8.5. Wind is blowing in about 5 to 10 miles per hour, about 60 degrees here. Public's all over the over. You'll see that with high ERA pitchers. Public just says, hey, going to get a lot of runs. So you're getting 76% of bets on the Yankees over, but this line has fallen 9 down to 8.5 at some shops. But I'm going Yankees here. I got the Yankees at minus 130. So sweating Yankees minus 130, the Mets at minus 180, the San Francisco Giants at minus 180, and the Tampa Bay Rays minus 225 again now, minus 240 at some shops. Those will be the sweats, and there may be some more, as I mentioned, on the Market Insights pod later today. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, April 7th. A reminder, we have so much going on in the sports betting world right now. I didn't talk any Masters. I'm not a huge golf guy, but I know a lot of really sharp golf guys, my colleagues at VSiN. So if you're looking for more Masters coverage here, easiest thing you can do, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email, hit submit. You'll wake up every morning to great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on at VSiN and in the sports betting market. Then, of course, we'd love for you to become a member. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Only $9.99 for your first full month of service for all the sports included, all the best bets. Sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN. Live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, and all those great DraftKings percentages as well. All available to you when you become a member. And, of course, follow us on Twitter. Support us on social media. Follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Friday. Again, no morning bets pod for me on Saturday, Sunday. I'll still write the sharper board here. But I wish you the best of luck. And also happy holidays. Happy Passover and happy Easter to all of those who celebrate. I actually have the parents coming to visit, Elise and I, the fiance, and Meadow Pup. I got my parents coming. I got my sister and her family coming. I got my aunt and uncle coming. So we're a mix here. We're doing a Passover Seder tonight, and we're doing Easter on Sunday here. I hope everyone has a great holiday. And I got a nice brisket going and a honey baked ham. I went up to New Hampshire to get that thing. About $100, but it smells pretty damn good, and I don't have to do a lot of legwork there. So enjoy the sweats. Have a great weekend, everyone. And as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, tomorrow, and always, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.